I'm so excited to have the opportunity to chat with you, Roxanne. And our WeWe Blogs fans are just as excited.
I'm so excited to be here too. Like, I waited so long to see you. Like, oh my God, he's amazing, William, it's amazing. And yes, now I'm here. And I have the chance to see you and talk with you.
We are thrilled that you are here, and today we want to talk about self-love.
Yes.
Shall we do this? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
So, the fans really want to know, as a child, who did you look up to?
Beyoncé.
Beyoncé?
Yes. She was my main inspiration as a child. I was like 7 years old, and she was there, like her energy, and I started to feel more confident because of her songs. And I admire her so much.
She is a beautiful and strong woman, as are you. And you know what I find really inspirational about you? And I'm just so envious that as a young woman, you have figured out the importance of self-love. If I had been able to figure that out when I was younger, I might not have had as many, we'll call them interesting moments, as I've had along the way. You have the opportunity with this amazing platform, so many people listening to you, to share this message.
Yeah, this is a very big thing for me, because I don't know, experiences guide us to moments, and I feel to be close to people who are in need, because I don't know, it's just the fact that I really want to be by side of people who are in need.
So your song itself talks about the importance of self-love.
Yes.
And remembering to love yourself.
Exactly, because from self-love starts everything.
I am a firm believer in that the way we treat ourselves sets the bar for how other people treat us. And if we're not kind to ourselves, why would other people be kind to us? Is there a particular experience that led you to write this song, that led you to realize that you needed more self-love in your life?
It was a moment, like, for the last period of time, I started to heal. And when I was in pain, I couldn't do it, like, I couldn't do this kind of song. But I started to heal, and I started to relate, because I was running from my bad thoughts. But now I can embrace them, they are my experiences, and everything is great. It's great now. I'm happy, I'm blessed.
So you were able to take these negative life experiences and turn them into a positive.
Exactly, I just asked myself, what does this mean? And I started to see lessons, not bad things.
So much wisdom from such a young beauty. So when you think of self-love, what does that mean to you? What are the ways in which you are loving yourself more?
I ask myself first for my opinion. I'm taking care of my health, what I eat, my hobbies. I like to go to the park. I like the nature. I was not like this in the past, and it was just so much chaos. And when I started to look inside, I was like, I don't like this, I don't like that, why am I doing this? And I started like, just okay, what I like, I started to know myself better.
That is so lovely. So spending time in nature,
yeah.
Eating healthy.
Reading.
What really resonated for me was listening to yourself and trusting yourself. I think that if everyone listened to their own heart a little bit more, it would be so much easier to speak their truth. And we love hearing your truth musically.
If you love yourself, you can love other people. And this is important because everything starts from inside.
Yes. Well, speaking of loving other people, I always refer to my cats as my little men or the little people in my household. Can you tell us about the creatures in your home? What, 7 cats and a rabbit?
In Bucharest, I have just one cat. Back in my hometown, I have 7 cats and a rabbit.
Oh,
and my mom is taking care of them. I wanted to bring them here in where I live, but now it's impossible because it's too small. The place is too small for animals, and I have lots of things to do, and I want them to be loved as they deserve.
Ah, so yes. With them being with your mom, she's able to give them the time,
yes,
and
exactly,
the affection that you're
she
not able to.
She loves them so much.
So did you adopt each of your cats?
I saved them from the street. That's why I have so many.
Oh.
Because I saved them and I was like, okay, no, they're my child now. And yeah.
William and I both have cats that we literally saved from the streets also, so we can totally relate to that feeling of being their mom and the fact that they are your children. Can you tell us a little bit about your staging? I saw it was completely different today. Well, not completely different.
No, it was not very different. The angles were different.
Okay.
And I think that matters because everything could be like the story. We could like see the story and show the story. And it's better now. It was the first rehearsal, mm-hmm, and we tried.
Well, that's what rehearsals are for.
Yes,
to
exactly. And now I think everything went way better.
So, Roxanne, during your first rehearsal, you seemed very quiet, and we learned later that evening that you were just very emotional.
Yes, I was overwhelmed by everything. The stage is so big and impressive, and I waited for this for so long, and I went on that stage, and I was like, wow, it's happening. And after, I started to feel my eyes, and I was like, guys, I'm starting to cry to my dancers. And they're like, no. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna cry. And after, my tears just started like to fall on my everything because it was so emotional, and I was so excited. I was so excited.
So with the 2 songs that you've had, Alcohol You and Amnesia, is there one that you just really wanted to perform more than the other on the Eurovision stage?
I really wanted Alcohol You to be on the stage. I loved it, that song. I was so sad because I couldn't have the chance to perform it. But everything happens for a reason. And if I could have the chance to sing a song like Alcohol You, because I already sang Amnesia, so I wanted to give a chance to Alcohol You too, but now it's Amnesia time.
So as far as the story that you're telling through the staging, can you share with our audience the story behind the staging?
The story behind the staging is this fighting with your mind, with your inner thoughts, and getting lost, but always find yourself. That moment when you find yourself and you think, wow, I'm good. And after, they come back. They come back after you. And at the end, in the end, everything starts to be more brighter. And that's when self-love comes.
So I felt like that happened as I was watching your performance. You're walking past each of the demons or the obstacles, and each of them bow to you, or each bows to you on one knee. Was that the moment where you start to feel,
yes,
the self-love?
Exactly.
And then in the end, they all rather envelop you.
Yeah.
And so
it's just like you, I can shout the voices, and after I embrace them. And it's nice.
That's lovely. It sounds like you are pleased with your rehearsals.
Yes, I'm pleased, and it's gonna be better and better because we really working a lot.
Well, your vocals are amazing, and you are a stunning beauty.
Thank you.
If you could describe your performance in 3 words, what would those be?
Empowerment.
Yes.
Self-love. And love.
That's
love.
Really,
it's self-love
really...
and love, general love.
That's so beautiful. And the love in your heart is emanating in this room, through your eyes, through your smile. Thank you so much, Roxanne.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to
Same.
Talk to you. Yeah.